Okay, now we get to some real mess. After that King Children's mess.
Yeah, we got real mess right here.
We got real mess right here. Jackie Reed goes inside her story from New York. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jack. Why does it have to be mess?
No, we don't know.
The title?
Come on. Come on. Come on. All right.
What's the title of the book?
Okay, it's called Big Fat Negro, Get Your Lazy Ass Off My Couch. But we're going to put it in context. Listen, my guest this morning wants women to get the relationship they want and to stop settling for the relationship, ladies, that you don't deserve. If you're driving, ladies, pull over. You're going to want to take notes on this. She put that advice in her book, as I said, it's titled Big Fat Negro, Get Your Lazy Ass Off My Couch. I'm going inside her story with Sonya Whitfield. Now, she's an author. She's also a screenwriter, Tom, for shows like The Game and Will and Grace. She has been, because I know, Tom, you like everybody to be vetted.
Yes.
Married and divorced.
Uh-huh.
She's been dating for more than 30 years, not including the year she was married. And she's been in therapy for more than 20 years. Good morning, Sonya.
Ooh. Oh, good morning. It's Sonya Warfield. But good
morning. I'm sorry.
That's
it is
okay.
Warfield. That's my mistake. Now, listen, I want to be clear because you said that what inspired you to write this book, you know, because Tom and Jay are ready. They are just ready to go. But we want to talk about what actually inspired you to write this book. Talk about the inspiration, because it was actually a quote from Fannie Lou Hamer, correct?
It
about
was,
being sick and tired of being sick and tired?
Absolutely. But first, let me say the subtitle is called It's Not Just About Black Men, so don't be confused.
That's okay. A lot of white men, right?
You use the word Negro because that's been your experience and experience of your friends and that, you know, of dealing with black men, correct?
Yes, but listen, it could be a big, dumb, drunk redneck who needs to get out of your double wide. You know, it could be a cold-blooded wasp who needs to get his flat ass off of your sofa. You could insert your man's ethnicity into the title.
But that's not in the title. That would make it a lot longer.
But exactly. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. What are you sick and tired of?
I was sick and tired of hearing these stories about trifling men and the women who put up with all their crap. I mean, women who have, like, multiple degrees, who are Harvard educated, but still dealing with these men who don't treat them properly.
Why are women putting up with this, Sonya?
I really believe that in our society, it's almost better to be part of a couple than just to be alone. I mean, it's almost like a death sentence to be single, and it's not. And so I think that we just put up with it because it's better to be known, have the title of girlfriend or wife or something, than to be by ourselves. And we deserve better, and we've got to demand it and ask for more.
Now, throughout this book, you give some incredibly funny stories, but true accounts of how women are putting up with what you call men's D game. Explain what the D game is and why women should not accept the D game.
Well, let's put it this way. If you meet a guy and for the first date, he asks you out via text, a text is not a proper way to ask someone out for the first time. I am not something that you order on Amazon. I am a person. You want human contact with me, you call me up. And so I just think if you set, like, those sort of precedents and those standards, then that's what you're going to get. You're going to get a D. You're going to settle for that D behavior. If your child comes home with a D grade on their report card and they don't have a learning disability, you are going to make them do better and demand more.
But this is true. You know, I hear Tom and Dan about it, but it is true. I mean, I had a guy ask me out via text on a first date, and I was saying to my girlfriend, all he does is text me. I don't feel like I should go out with somebody that just wants to text me. And she was like, girl, you know, you need to stop. You need to go
this
out with him.
At home
he
right
could be
now,
a nice
wish the
guy.
Hell he'd get a text for somebody to ask their ass out. And you're like, don't text you? Seriously?
But
it's a
that's
form of communication.
Not, doing it's not on the
it's
first date.
It's a form
date.
Of communication. People communicate by text.
See?
Okay, but I need some human. You, if you want to date
that's
somebody,
what she
you
needs.
Want
yeah.
human contact.
It's about respect.
What happened on the date? Duh.
But Sonia, you also say desperation and loneliness can lead women to make bad choices, like going out with a man, you know, who may disappear on you on a date. Like you said, if a man doesn't show up for a date or stand you up, don't go looking for him, right?
No, we are not. Listen, men who go missing, okay? We don't need to put men on milk cartons. We don't need to set out Amber Alerts for men who stand us up. That means they don't care about us. I mean, as women, I've gotten stood up before, and I wonder, and I talk with my girlfriends, and I think about where he could be. He's not thinking about me, clearly, because he stood me up.
Right. See, Tom and Jay don't want to take this seriously.
They don't want to take responsibility for it.
They really don't.
Jackie,
talk about post-traumatic
Jackie, can I ask
dating
one
disorder.
Question? Can I ask one question? And I've said this before to you, Jackie, over and over again.
Go ahead. There is
not a situation that a man is in that he cannot find a woman. Could you please explain why that is? It doesn't matter what a man's situation is. He's going to find a woman to put up with it. And
I
all
agree.
These seminars and all these books and all these movies ain't going to change a damn thing. There's
well,
a group
that's
of women,
not change it. That's
no,
why
you ain't
going to
change
book.
It, miss. It ain't going to change
let,
it.
Let her
Could
answer
you speak
the
to
question.
It,
yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
You know what? Okay, there is a woman around the corner who has poor self-esteem who is going to put up with a man's crap. But that's why I want to set a whole new movement. As women, we need to start a grassroots movement. It worked for Obama
Everybody
twice, okay? So
book.
We need to start setting higher standards.
Right. You said, for example,
it.
Sonia is proposing for married women and single women alike. I don't know if we can say the word BJ, but you know how when you perform a certain act on a man, she says women should universally go on strike when it comes
that's
to going down
marriage.
On a man.
Oh,
from
man.
What I've heard.
That, Sonia. Yeah.
Good one, Sib. Oh, Sib's over here.
No.
Explain that, Sonia.
Please.
Well, listen, I've had so many stories of women who have told me things, and my grandfather worked at Republic Steel. Now, sometimes they would have to go on strike. The workers would have to go on strike to show the boss that they're valued, that they need to pay them more, that they need to treat them better. So I think that we as women, sometimes we might have to have a BJ strike, and it should be a national effort because
national
international.
Effort.
Stop
yes.
giving
international.
BJs.
Married women, single women
March.
Alike.
All women.
No.
Because and it should be one of
I
those
I
want to
see those
months,
signs,
like
miss. You, who's putting these signs together?
And where's the peanut in that butter and jelly? I just.
No, BJ. No,
listen,
okay.
Sonia Warfield, I think you're on to something, and the last name is Warfield.
Right.
Listen, the book is Big Fat Negro, Get Your Lazy Ass Off My Couch. Sonia is starting a movement, a
no
BJ
more
strike.
BJ.
No,
no
more.
BJ.
What? A national.
In
okay,
order to get
Jackie.
What you want something, she wants something.
Jackie.
There you go.
Thank you,
Sonia. Great job.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sonia.
No BJ. No peace.
No peace. No peace.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Hugging that. Wow.
No more
I did yourself this time, Jackie.